The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Lamed Vav, the Siman that we've been discussing about someone who leaves his home within 30 days before Pesach, more than 30 days before Pesach, quotes, brings from the Torah, who quotes the opinion of the Avi Ezri, a very interesting and common shaila. Yisrael Yotzei Beis Ein Yehuda Tosh Shloshim Yoyim. Somebody is leaving, somebody rents an apartment from a non-Jew, and he's moving into another apartment, and he's leaving that apartment, the Nichnas Bayis Acher, Bir Zu, whether he's moving to another apartment in this town, or Holech L'Ir Acheres, or he's going to live, or he's going in a different home, and it's Tzarech L'Vara based on Yehudi. He doesn't have to do B'dikas Chametz or Bir Chametz in that home. Shrei Kayim Mitzvah Bir, he's going to fulfill his obligation by Sabayis Acher. And as all the Rishonim explain, even though he has his Chametz, he had Chametz in the home that he's leaving, and he didn't necessarily clean out that home perfectly, that there should be no Chametz left, since he was Mafker when he moved, including in his move, is certainly the fact that he's being mafker all of the chametz that he has in that home. That's why he doesn't have to do any other bedikas chametz. So it's interesting, and the Mishnah Berurah makes this observation. He says the Shulchan Aruch is saying that the reason he doesn't have to do bedikas chametz in the home that he's leaving, shrei yikayim mitzvos bi chametz bayis abayis acher, he's going to do it in the other home. So the question that's obvious is, why is that a good enough reason? As the Mishnah Berurah asked the question, if somebody owns more than one home, he has to do bedikas chametz in all the homes that he owns. So here too, just because he's moving into another home, another apartment, does he not have to do bedikas chametz? So the way the Mishnah Berurah, I think what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to say as answer to this question, is that the Mishnah Berurah says that really there are two reasons why you have to do bedikas chametz. One is because it's your chametz. But here, that reason doesn't really apply, because since he is mafkir chametz as he moves out of the home, it's not his chametz that we need to be concerned about. But there's another reason for doing bedikas chametz. The other reason for doing bedikas chametz is because Chazal, as we explained, were mesaken that within 30 days of Pesach, there's an obligation on each one of us to do bedikas chametz. And therefore, if he's going to have another home and where he's going to be able to do the bedikas chametz, so that's where he'll do the bedikas chametz. But if he's not going to have another home where he's going to be doing bedikas chametz, he has to do bedikas chametz here. Otherwise, he won't fulfill this very important obligation of bedikas chametz. And as I saw, the Chayk Yaakov explains, the basis of this halacha, which we said is the opinion of the Avi Ezri, is because we know that Ramah paskins that a person has to check all of his packets, etc. Ramah says in Siman Tav Lamed Gimel, Suf Sif Yud Aleph, a person, Adam Tzarek Livdek Be'er Pesach, as a kisin, or Bata Yedayim, Shal Begodim, Ramnei Lefa'omim, Machnisim Lesham Chametz. So, what's the Ramah saying? So the Chayk Yaakov says, the question is if you're checking the pockets of your jackets, of your pants, that everybody has to do that, is that a fulfillment of the mitzvah of bedikas chametz? If it is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of bedikas chametz, so this person who moved out of this apartment is going to fulfill bedikas chametz that way. And since he's going to fulfill bedikas chametz that way, the chametz, as we keep on repeating, is really not his chametz, and there's no point in him doing bedikas chametz in this apartment owned by the Akum that he's moving out of. If, however, we hold that he's not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, with just checking your pockets. And as we just explained, there is a point to have to do Bedikas Chametz. So do the Bedikas Chametz in this apartment, even though there's an argument that could be made that you really ought not to have to. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, Avol Mufarish Yoytz B'Shiyar V'lo Yikanes B'Pesach B'Bayis. If he's moving out of this apartment and he's not moving into another apartment, says the Aviezer, Yesh Mish Aviezri, Yesh Mishayim Shechal of Chayv Sabir, Kivin Shutoich Shloshim Yoyim. Once it's 30 days before Pesach, the obligation kicks in. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody's moving out of an apartment that's owned by a Jew and another Jew is going to be moving into that apartment before Yontif, he doesn't have to do Bedikas Chametz, because the second Jew will have an obligation to do Bedikas Chametz. Furthermore, even if he's moving out of the apartment of an Akum, but that apartment now will have another Yisrael moving in there, the other Yisrael will do Bedikas Chametz. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'tzarech levar beis an Yehudi sheyotz mehenu kedai l'kayim mitzvos bir. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that according to the Avi Ezri, not only in a situation where nobody's going to be moving into this apartment before Pesach, so it's going to be left empty, I, the Jew, are moving out within 30 days of Pesach, should I do Bedikas Chametz? But even in a situation where Akum is going to move in, still, I want to fulfill this mitzvah. I don't have another place where I'm going to fulfill it, and that's how I should fulfill the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. V'tzarech levar beis an Yehudi sheyotz menu kedai l'kayim mitzvos bir. Af pi she'ein Yehudi yikanes l'beis b'Pesach, even though the Jew is going to move into his home on Pesach, it doesn't make a difference. However, says the Ramah, if a non-Jew is moving in, what's the point of me doing Bedikas Chametz? He's going to be bringing Chametz into this home anyway. The Mishnah Berurah goes on in Sif Katan Lamed Beis to discuss a very interesting and important question. We're learning our Sugyas Beis Hashem Yisbarach about Bedikas Chametz. And we know that there are many people that sell their entire home, their entire apartment, because they're not going to be home for Pesach. Or even if they're going to be home, there are rooms, there are closets that they know they're going to sell. And the question that the Mishnah Berurah discusses, the Mechiras Chametz that they sell, that the Rav sells your Chametz, is typically done Erev Pesach. So Yud Dalet Nisan at night, when that is the time when Bedikas Chametz is supposed to be conducted, that Chametz is still yours and hasn't been sold to the Akum yet. So, since it's still your home, it seems that you ought to have to do Bedikas Chametz. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mekar Chayim and the Chaya Adam, who says that Avada, you have to do Bedikas Chametz. Even if you're selling your entire apartment to an Akum, or even if you're selling certain rooms to the Akum, it doesn't make a difference. You have to do Bedikas Chametz. However, he quotes other Achroinim, the Binyan Oilam, and this too was the opinion of the Chesem Sofer, that you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz. Since you know that this Chametz is going to be sold, this room is going to be sold to the Akum, you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz on that room. And the Mishnah Berurah says that is the minig. The minig is to be makel. That place that we know that we're selling to an Akum, we don't do Bedikas Chametz on that space. But there are a few interesting comments that the Paiskim add to this. One comment the Paiskim add is that at least, even though, as we said a moment ago, the Rav does not actually sell the Chametz to the Akum until Erev Pesach, but we could go to the Rav to ask him to do this on our behalf before the Zman Bedikas Chametz. So the Paiskim suggests that a person should be careful to go to ask the Rav to do this on his behalf before the Zman Bedikas Chametz. Because by having gone and arranged that that room or that home or whatever will be sold before Pesach, that is clearly an indication that this will not, this house or room or whatever will not be in your domain during the time of Yontif. And that is enough that we certainly can rely on those circumstances on the Tshuva of some cipher that we should do in the Bedikas Chametz. There are those that suggest that if we want to avoid any of these shaylas, we should ask the Rav to do a special Mechiras Chametz of those areas before Yud Aleph Nisan. That means he should do the Mechira by Yud Gimel Nisan. By having done the Mechira on Yud Gimel Nisan, so then when the Zman of Bedikas Chametz comes on Yud Aleph Nisan at night, it isn't your Rishus anymore, and certainly you wouldn't have to do Bedikas Chametz. It seems, I saw that the Stipler held, and most Paiskim held, that we don't have to go so far to be Machmer to avoid this question. We certainly could rely on the Chassam Sofer, specifically in a situation where I've already arranged for Bedikas Chametz before Yudal Nisan by night. However, go on the Achronim and Paiskim to say, one, as we're learning in our Masechta, should not try to avoid doing the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. The mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan that Chazal told us to do on Yud Aleph Nisan. So if we have a situation where we're indeed going away for Yontif, and we're therefore selling our entire house, we should leave an area in the house that we are not going to sell to the Akum, so that we should be able, without any problem, to fulfill the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. And again, as we're discussing how important it is to try to fulfill this mitzvah drabonon of Bedikas Chametz, question comes up, is let's say someone is going away for Yontif. And not only is he going away for Yontif, particularly the way Yontif sometimes comes out, or people are traveling, they arrive in their destination for Yontif before Yud Aleph Nisan in the evening. And the question now is, that we're learning now that, so certainly he has to do Bedikas Chametz at home, as we learned in the Gemara, before he leaves, if it's within 30 days of his, if it's within 30 days of Pesach. But he can't make a bracha, he doesn't make a bracha. Furthermore, if as we're learning now, if you sell an ear as a home, then you may not have to do Bedikas Chametz, even if you're traveling away from your home within 30 days of Pesach. Because the only time you have to do Bedikas Chametz is on a place that you own, and you're leaving within 30 days of Pesach. But if you're not leaving within 30 days, but if you're not going to own that home, maybe you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz. On the other hand, we just finished saying what an important mitzvah it is to do Bedikas Chametz and make this bracha that we only have once a year an opportunity to do. So the Paiskim say that if you're in a hotel, you should try to make a kinyan that the room that you're in becomes your room, and therefore, because it becomes your room, you're mechuyev to do Bedikas Chametz, because we discussed in a previous year, is it really considered your room? The question that comes up is if children or guests are coming to a person's home and they're already there before Yud Aleph Nisan, and they want to do Bedikas Chametz, and they want to do Bedikas Chametz with a bracha. So the Masham in Chela Gimel, Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph, suggests that a kinyan should be made with the owner of the home. That means, let's say children are in their parents' house, and they're given a room in which they're staying in, that he should, the child should be kinder from his father, the guest from his host, should be kinder from his host, the room in which he's staying. And therefore, by being kinder that, and has to be with one of the valid darkei kinyonim, typically they suggest it should be done with a kinyon suder, picking up a, the guest or the child should give a handkerchief or a pen to the landlord, and then he should pick it up by three tefachim, and that way he'll be doing bedikas chametz. However, I did see that there are poskim that this is really a haroma. Is a guest in my home, even if I do a kinyan, really taking ownership of that room? The Shevet Alevi in Chelik Dalid, Simon Mem Dalid, calls this entire way into question. So he says, on the other hand, as we're learning, that we want to do Bedikas Chametz. So he says, what you should do under these circumstances is that the person should indeed do the kinyan, but since it's a question if the kinyan is really a valid kinyan, if it's not just a haroma, what we should do is he should make his own bracha. He should stand there when the balabas when makes the bracha on Bedikas Chametz in his home, and then he should go and he should be yotze with the bracha of the balabas, and then he should go off into his own room and do the Bedikas Chametz, but not make his own bracha, even though he made a kinyan on that room.